Missouri Net News is presented by ACT Missouri, reminding parents your actions matter. Teach your kids the risks of underage drinking. For tips, visit actmissouri.org.
National Weather Service survey teams will be heading to southwest Missouri's Greenfield today after a strong storm yesterday damaged a business and several trees. A tornado warning was issued for the Dade County storm just after 6 p.m. last evening. A statewide prescription drug monitoring program will have to wait at least another year in Missouri. The measure passed the House but did not get a vote in the Senate before the legislative session ended on Friday. Republican sponsor Holly Rader says a group of six conservative senators ran out the clock when they fought about a tax break package for General Motors.
The fact that we could get a 27-hour filibuster time for that, but we can't for a PDMP, for people's lives.
Missouri Senator Roy Blunt asked lawmakers to pass the bill this session. Missouri is the only state in the country without a prescription drug monitoring program. Among the flurry of bills passed last weekend, now in the hands of the governor, industrial hemp. In a bill sponsored by Rick Francis of Perryville, it opens up industrial hemp farming and research for smaller farms and colleges.
Very happy to hopefully provide a boost to our farmers and Missouri agriculture economy. I've been on the phone with several different universities. It did have an emergency clause on there where higher education institutions can immediately start doing research.
Representative Francis spoke with our affiliate KREI in Farmington. And the FBI's Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Task Force has added a powerful law enforcement force, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's office. During a press conference yesterday in Kansas City, Schmidt says human trafficking is an epidemic that is happening in Missouri.
We need to make sure people know what to look for. If they see folks who are in financially vulnerable position and their behavior is erratic or things have changed, we want people to let us know about it.
The task force is made up of Missouri and Kansas law enforcement agencies and other groups. Proposed restrictions for in-home daycares are awaiting action by the governor.
The state legislature has passed Nathan's Law, a bill named after an eastern Missouri boy who died from suffocation in 2007 at an in-home daycare with 10 children. Bill sponsor, Creve Coeur Democratic Senator Jill Shoup, says the proposal would fix a loophole in state law. It would limit unlicensed daycares to watching six kids with no more than three of them under the age of two. Violators would face a misdemeanor and fines. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A couple hundred people attended last night's mayoral forum at Rockhurst University in Kansas City. City Council members Jolie Justice and Quentin Lucas won the primary election back in April, and one of them will get voted into the mayor's office on June 18th. Both candidates are Democrats, and both recognize the strong working relationship they share as city council members. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.